Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie. Ada Marie, how are you today?
I'm absolutely fine. The weather is perfect. The sun is shining. There's no heavy wind. It's just gorgeous. What a beautiful day.
Ah, that's great to hear.
Yes, I should say. It's great to be able to tell you up here in these mountains because we get a lot of wind.
Ah, yes, I can well imagine.
I have some people have called to ask a couple of questions I would like to answer. I know they're waiting out there on the line.
Okay.
They want to know if I do retreats on holidays, and yes, I do book retreats on holidays because a lot of people work, and the only time they have to come is on a holiday. So I do give up a number of holidays a year to be able to do a three-day retreat and sometimes a five-day retreat, depending on where the person is coming from and you know, what their problems are.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, I do holiday retreats. And I answer the phone at 6 o'clock in the morning, but I do not answer it after 7 at night. If they want to call after 7 o'clock at night, they have to leave a phone number, and I will call them back the next day. But at 7 o'clock at night, you can trust anything. I'm in bed, and likely I'm asleep, and likely I'm not going to hear the phone if it does ring. So.
Right. Well, this is a good time to mention contact information for you. Let's see. The times that you're talking about are Pacific time, so call between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific time. Probably 6 p.m. is better, right?
Right. Absolutely better.
And the phone number I'm going to give out in just a minute, and also her website information, so you folks might want to write this down. Her website is thegoldenoracle.com. And her phone number is area code 520-896-9510. 520-896-9510. So, what was the other question that you were talking about?
The other question was, do I do retreats on holidays?
And oh, no. You already mentioned that one.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, do I answer the phone after 7 o'clock? No, I do not. I let it go to the next day. They have to leave a message and a phone number, at least, for me to call them the next day.
Right. Okay. Well, we went over that, too. But before you were, and I don't remember, I'm sorry, but you had mentioned there was some other question related to spirituality that somebody had wanted an answer on.
Yes, yes. People ask. This was a question, but the answer turned to the answer of spirituality. She asked if karma was karma a spiritual thing or was it a personal lively thing in their life? Well, as far as I understand by my grandmother, is if you live aright and you get into a situation which is very difficult for you to handle, that could have come from a past life, and that could be something you have to work through in this life to let go of that karmic problem.
Mm.
And a lot of people blame a lot of things on karma, which are not karma at all. Karma is a deep thing, and it takes a lot of soul searching to break through a karmic problem, where they can say, "Oh, that's karma. That happens to me because of my karma." That's not necessarily true. It might be happening because they're careless, or they're not aware, or they don't know how to find the answer to their problem. So, it's quite tricky, because if it's a karmic thing that you're dealing with, then you will get information in your sleep or through another person accidentally, or through another person on purpose if they're in that phase of work, what you're doing wrong, and you can fix it. Anything can be fixed when you understand what is causing it. Everything is fixable.
Well, this is very interesting, because actually the first caller brought up the issue of karma and wondered how you can resolve it. So what can you do to fix it?
Well, it's really quite simple. It depends upon what the karma is. And if you sit down alone, and this is important, you've got to sit down alone and clear your mind of all thought with one energy pattern that you would like to clean up this particular problem. And just say, "I have the problem of insulting people. How can I fix it?" And then you go into a deep, deep silence. And very often, after a while, you'll fall into a deep sleep. And you'll feel like when you wake up that you probably didn't get anything. But you may find out, because of the question you put in there, later on you may be talking to somebody and hear yourself responding in a much different manner than you normally would. Because that's what it is. It's being able to be aware that the problem is there and that you're willing to allow yourself to fix it. You are the only one who can fix it. Nobody can fix it for you. People say, "Oh, I talk people out of this." I say, you don't talk them out of anything. They have to come to the conclusion that they want to make the change. When they want to make the change, bingo, it happens.
Beautiful.
So that's the way it works. You know, you don't spend 20 years trying to say, "I'm sorry, thank you," or whatever. You go to the point and deal with it right there at that point.
Mm. Okay.
You know, some people look at you, and I have this problem too. I've met a lot of people, and some people will look at me and take an instant dislike to me. I don't know why they do it, and they probably don't know why either. But I just ignore it, and I let it go. Because whatever it is, I have no knowledge of what it could possibly be. I've never seen him before. So then later on, maybe one lady 15 years later said, "You know, the first time I met you, I didn't like you." I said, "That's okay." She said, "But I do now. I like you now. And now I get to see you for a second time, and you're really a nice person." But that took her 15 years.
Mm.
You know, well, she probably didn't 15 years, but she said it had been 15 years since she'd seen me.
I see. Okay. Well, what about the idea of making amends?
I think it's important to make amends. If you were right, you need to make amends. If you were wrong, you need to make amends. And sometimes it's just a matter of being there when you're not right or wrong. You're just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and somebody's blaming you because you're a stranger.
Mm.
Did you ever get blamed because you were a stranger? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, and I've had the experience of people taking a sudden dislike to me for no particular reason. And, you know, that could well be related to a past life.
It could be. It could definitely be that when they saw you, that just put up a shield.
Yeah.
And you can't break through that shield unless you can make peace with them and make friends with them. That's the only way you can do it. And if they don't want to make friends, just walk away.
Okay. Well, that's good advice.
Yes, just walk away because they're not ready.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say on the subject of karma?
Well, I don't really believe that karma is, I think it was given a name because people didn't know what to call it, but I think it's a lesson unlearned. I think that's what it is. It's a lesson unlearned. Someone did something that they didn't do correctly, and they carried the guilt or the dislike of that action along in their life, when in reality, probably, they were not even aware that they did a mistake.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times they're not.
That's true.
Yeah. They don't even know that what people are upset about. And a lot of people are afraid to ask, you know, because they don't know if they want that answer.
Right.
And I ask people, when someone says people are finding fault with me, I hunt that person down and find out what I did.
Mm.
I make sure I find them and I ask them straight out, face to face, now what did I do that upset you so bad that you would say something like that about me?
Yeah. Yeah, that only makes sense. We really need to focus on communication. It's,
right.
It can be a really nebulous thing at times.
Well, a lot of times they say, I don't know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then that's the end of it.
Yeah.
The thing is all over. They can't remember. They don't know.
Hmm.
So as long as you've confronted them and tried to get the answer and they don't have it anymore, they forget the whole thing.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's see if Sheila, who brought up the subject of karma today, she's on the line. She's the first caller. Let's see if she has any more questions related to that, and then she can ask you the question that she had for today.
Okay.
Okay. Here's Sheila. Yeah. Sheila?
Hi.
Hi. Was there anything else you wanted to ask about karma?
No, that was it.
All right. Well, do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I do. I applied for a part-time, and I was wondering if you saw me getting that job.
You applied for a part-time job that you want to have?
Yes.
Okay. Did you feel good when you applied?
Yes.
Then your chances are good. If you were holding a positive attitude and you were feeling good, then your chances are very good of getting the job. Always remember, when you go to do something, be certain that it's something you really want to do, something you really are interested in, and something you're really going to give some energy to. And you go with that feeling and that energy, and you very rarely get turned away.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How long are your retreats?
Pardon?
I'm sorry. I'll look it up on the website. I was asking about the retreats.
Oh, about my retreats? My retreats are, they're normally 3 days. And I do take them on the holidays. That was one of the questions I was asked to answer.
Mm-hmm.
I do, a lot of people work, so they can only do them on holidays. So, yes, I do retreats on the holidays. And the holidays are usually booked ahead of time. So if you want a holiday retreat in October, that would be the time to call. Don't call in September because September's booked. So a three-day retreat. And you come here and stay in the guest house. I have a little house that people stay in during the retreat. It's a two-bedroom guest house, so sometimes people come with caretakers, and we have to have a bedroom for the caretaker. And that retreat is $2,500 for the 3 days.
And it's one-on-one. That's important to mention.
But,
okay.
Okay. Now, what's your question again?
Oh, it was about a part-time job. She wondered what her chances were of getting it, and you mentioned that if she had a positive attitude about it, that it would probably come to pass for her.
Well, see, that's what people look for. They look for somebody who is knowledgeable, of course, of what they're applying for, but they also look for people that might be easy to work with and have to spend time around and that are on time for work. Being on time work is the biggest reason that lots of people are let go.
That's true.
Because they're not on time. But people call me all the time and they say, do you think this person will be on time? And I'll tell them whatever I receive, I tell them. And because they want to know that they don't have to be running around trying to find out, you know, what the problem with them is. Did they miss the bus again? What's the main problem?
Yeah.
No, they don't like that because that just cuts their time.
Right, right.
So, and jobs aren't so easy anymore. There are not that many of them out there. So be sure that you're willing to do the job and be sure you're willing to follow the protocol. You know, if you're to be to work at 8 o'clock, get there at 7:45. Get yourself ready to work at 8 o'clock. And lots of, like my husband, the people he were in his business, they're always there a half hour to 20 minutes early because they want to sit around and drink coffee and talk before they go to work. They would never be late because they want to confab, you know, before 8 o'clock.
Right, right. Well, are you picking up anything on this part-time job that Sheila's applied for?
The only thing I'm picking up is that there's some kind of I'm not sure it's a real great job because there's some kind of something there, like a crabby person, can I say it like that?
Yeah.
And makes it uncomfortable, and that's why they're looking once again for another person to replace somebody. So she can take it, and if she can wiggle around that particular individual, she can probably stay for a long, long time. But there's one person there that is difficult to deal with. I mean, let her go ahead and take it and see what you can do with them, okay? More flies are caught with honey than with vinegar, remember, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You know, you can compliment her shirt, you can compliment anything. Just see if you can't wear
her
down.
Yeah, the money, so.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, best wishes to you, Sheila.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome, honey.
All right, there we go. Okay, this looks like Sharon's phone number.
It is.
Hi, Sharon.
It is. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Good. What's your question?
I was wondering, talked to Linda, and I'm wondering if she's going to take me on her agency.
I don't know why you're wondering. She seems to be interested, and I don't know what you picked up when you told me.
Well, we kind of went back and forth. We went back and forth. She started out very interested. She's very ill, and she doesn't want to. She's had bad experience with someone else there where they took up a lot of her time. She wants someone with the same work ethic, which I said I would be. And then I sent her an email after our conversation, and I said, I'm still very interested. I'm ready to go and work for you. And she said she'd keep me in mind if her phone rings, that kind of thing. So I don't know.
Well, so far she hasn't found anybody she's really gung-ho about. So you may get a call.
Okay. Okay, that's what I was basically wondering about.
Yeah. You may get a call because she's not happy yet with anybody she talked to.
Okay.
And maybe she's not that easy to work with. I don't know. She don't seem to be bad, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to give it a whirl. At first she said she'd maybe, you know, she wanted to teach me everything she knew. It started really positive. But I called her out of the blue. I called her out of the blue. So, I mean, is she taking phone calls then? She's getting other phone calls or?
She's getting a few, but not that many.
Okay, okay.
I have a feeling a lot of people know her.
Yes, they do. They do. They sure do.
Yeah, see, and I have a feeling that she isn't really well cared about by a lot of people.
Oh,
they think she's
really?
Too stern. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Well, I'll probably, you know, you always learn somebody, their personality when you work for them one-on-one, so I don't know.
Well, some people are stern, but it's just their makeup. They want everything on time, done, bing, 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 bing.
Well, she's highly professional. I hope if she does take me on that I'll try to do everything
well,
I can
to. Well, if you're prepared to take care, you know what the main problem would be being on time and getting everything done on time.
Right, right. Yeah.
And you could,
if she,
then you could be there for years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll just keep manifesting.
Okay. We'll give it a whirl. We'll see the
difference
like a hand in a glove. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll send that energy ahead of you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care, Sharon.
Thank you. You too, David. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't know who the next two callers are. I have area code 914. What is your name, please?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hello?
What's your first name?
Hi, Catherine. Hi. Thank you for taking
my
call.
Hi, Catherine. Sure.
Hi. I was wondering, I'm looking to work with somebody, like a collaboration on finishing something that I've done. And I'm wondering who might be better. There's a person I just spoke with. His name starts with a T. Or there's two ladies. One of the ladies' names starts with an L and the other with an R. I was wondering if any of these people would be the best fit for me, if I should work with one of them in particular.
I would say the first lady that you spoke about is a very organized person and would be easy to work with.
The letter R?
The first person you talked about was a T?
Oh, T, that's a gentleman. Oh,
pardon?
The one. It's a man, the man then. The letter T is a man. You're thinking him?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Would be easy to work with.
Okay. That's the vibe that I got from. That's funny. I've been going back and forth with the two ladies, and I literally just spoke with the gentleman, and I got the same impression. Yeah, that he'd be easier to work with.
Yeah, he would be best. Right.
Oh, wow.
So you were right. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. You think we could work together then long term? Because that's what I'm looking for, like, you know, to extend from this into future.
Sure, because that's what he's looking for, a long-term person that he can trust. And you are trustworthy, so that's... Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's a big relief. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
All right, Catherine. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings.
Oh, you're welcome.
You both. Thank you.
Oh, you too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is area code 816. And what is your name, please? Hello, area code 816. Can you hear me? I can hear someone in the a baby in the background.
Yeah, I can hear the background.
Yeah. Well, we may have to come back to them. Oh. They just dropped. Okay. I don't know what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've got a dog that's running around in circles. Come here, fella. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's a good boy. There you go. Okay. Well, those are the only callers that we have. Well, that's really odd. It looks like the caller's still there. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
It is. No, they're gone. All right. Well, we'll probably get some more callers, but in the meantime, what shall we talk about? Everybody has been asking about jobs so far.
Right.
And a lot of people are interested in the subject of manifestation. Maybe we could talk about that a little bit.
Well, I'm happy to do that because if a person, any individual, who really is dedicated to a particular kind of work or a particular area where they want to work in, if they will sit down with a pencil and paper and write down the kind of job they want, the distance they want to travel to the job, what they want to be paid, the kind of people they want to work with, and the hours they want to work. If they will do that, very carefully, diligently, and then if they have a couple of options as to where they want to work and put those names down at the top or the bottom of the list, either way, as long as it's on the list, and put that under their pillow when they go to bed at night and ask the universe to assist them, they will be assisted. In fact, this morning, a woman just called me who had listened to this program about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, and she thought that she laughed. She laughed, and she told her sister about this, and her sister said, well, what's so funny about that? And she didn't do anything, but her sister did it, and guess what? 3 days later, her sister had a job.
Oh, cool.
So, several months later, she said to her sister, what did you do? How did you get that job? She said, I took the information the woman gave you, and I worked it, and I put it on paper. I wrote 3 times to get what I wanted, and inside of 7 days, I had a job. Now, you don't believe it, and you don't think it works, but it worked for me. It might not work for you. And her sister got very unhappy. But the truth is, it's only going to work for somebody that believes it.
Well, I think that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And beyond belief, you talk about holding the knowing and how important that is.
That is, well, the knowing is a belief. I know that I know, and I know what I know, and that's it. Nobody's going to change my mind because I already know what I know. And it's positive, and it's good, and it's healthy. Whenever I do this show, I send out the knowing to everybody who comes and talks to us. I send out an energy pattern to each of these people. And if they want to call me later, they can do that. A couple of them did. And they were very happy to be able to have extra information, but they already got jobs, and that was thanks to you, because you do the show.
Well, it's a mutual effort, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But, I mean, you know, you have to have a sense of value and then take that and turn it into something you can share, and you share it with people, and if people use it, you can bless them, because that's what you give it for, to be shared.
Right.
That's what God gives us this work for, is that we can share it with others and help them. And I'm not a Bible pusher. Don't think that for one minute. I'm a hardworking farm girl, and I have no problem calling a spade a spade. So if they don't want to work and they're not ambitious and they're too lazy, and I've told people they were lazy. One lady called me. I do.
Yeah.
She got three different jobs. And she quit every one of them because she had to do some ridiculous thing. And she called me back. I said, "You're just plain lazy. I can't help you."
Mm.
And I meant it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if the job required that you do something that isn't quite, you know, like carry water or do whatever, answer the phone after hours or something, that's part of the homework. That's part of the job. You ought to be lucky you got the job in the first place.
Right. Well, we do have that caller back and one other one. And I think it's also good to mention that Ada Marie will give the first 15 minutes of a reading to you for free. So
Correct. If
you want a full reading, call her at area code 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. Now I'm going to go to area code 816 again and see if they're there. Hi.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. What's your question?
Well, I don't really know if this works like this, but I just wanted to know what is your general impression of me.
What is what?
What is your general impression of him?
Oh, well, for one thing, you sound like you're very, very ambitious and busy working at something, even when you're not working, so I have a feeling that your voice is telling me that there isn't any job too big or too small that you wouldn't tackle. And if I'm wrong, correct me.
Not at all. I strongly believe that.
Right. See? So there you go. Now, what other question do you have?
Do you get an impression of what direction I should go as far as my finances are concerned?
As far as what, honey?
My finances are concerned?
Yeah. Well, are you out of work right now?
I am currently unemployed.
As we speak?
Yes. But
pardon?
Yes, I'm unemployed as we speak, yes.
Okay. Now, do this, and it works. Find a place that you would like to work that you see there might be an opening or an option, or it might be in the papers of employee looking for employees for such and such a thing. Take it out. Lay it on the table. Look at it. Write down what you would like to do, the kind of work you would like to do for these people, and the hours you'd like to work, and, you know, how far are you going to drive? How late are you going to work? What are you going to do? Write out the kind of option that you would like if you go to check an employment position with these people and see what you get. And you will probably get what you've written down because you have already sent that ahead of you. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate you, by
there's,
the way.
There's a company out here called Honeywell. And when we first come here, there were several people that were trying to get on at Honeywell. so when we first met and we were in a group, and I said, well, it's really simple if you just think about this. If you really want to work in a particular company for a particular reason, whatever that is, you got to sit down with a pencil and paper and write down that you'd like to work there, that these are the hours you'd like to have, these are the kind of people you'd like to work with, and these are your skills. Put your skills down. And then go and hand it to the person at the desk, the employer, you know, the person who employs people.
Okay.
And if you do that, then they have something to work with. And they'll call you back, and they do.
All right, I have
I mean,
one
that's a mistake
question.
That people make.
Okay.
Not preparing ahead of time.
I wanted to know if that process also applies to other areas of my life. Can I use that process?
It applies to every area of your life.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. We were living in California, and I needed a place where I could do retreats. I do private retreats for people, one-on-one. And a three-day retreat with me allows their life to turn around and them to become, some of them have become successful doctors, some of them have become successful, all kinds of successes. But I had to have a place that had a separate building for those people to stay in for that 3 days. So we were living in California, and I said, I had enough of this. This is enough. So I had written out the kind of place I wanted, oh, 20 years ago. So I just dug through my file, and I found it, and I upgraded it. And we found a property here in Arizona, out of Tucson. And it had a little house on it. And you know what? The little house had 2 bedrooms. So if somebody came, and they were ill, and they had to have a caretaker, I had a bedroom for the caretaker, right? Everything was perfect. All we had to do was clean up the brush, clean up the junk around the property, get it looking nice, and it does look nice. You can see it on the internet. And I'm telling you, it's been wonderful, and you can't believe how many people have come. I've worked with them, and they walked away perfectly healthy, walked away from wheelchairs, walked away from all kinds of stuff. So I am thrilled to death that God answered my prayer, read my note, went over my qualifications, and then assisted me. It took 10 years to find this particular place I have right now. And I have a place right now that if you came to stay, you'd be staying in this nice, lovely little 2-bedroom house, fully equipped with everything, and we'd do the retreat, and you could go back and forth, and it would be wonderful. So what I'm saying is what you write down, what you profess, what you put on paper is going to happen, so be careful what you do. Be sure you're ready to work, because I am booked, and if you wanted to come, some people come to some executives come to raise their, to get a position raise in their position, and they walk back, and, you know, it works, because you're here one-on-one, because that's what I wanted, only one person. I wanted to be able to spend the whole 3 days with that one person coming back and forth. I cook. It's your food, your lodging, and all the work that we do and all the paperwork I send home with you. And that has taken me a long time visualizing, writing it out to get it to happen. And it's happened, and I'm happy.
Well, that's great. You sound like a sweet woman. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I am.
Yes, she is.
I can see.
Brandon, are your questions answered for today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do appreciate you guys.
All right. Well, we appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. And remember, whatever you're going to do, write it out in its entirety so you don't make any mistakes.
Okay.
Because you can make mistakes. I wrote out this place 50 times, and I erased this. I started over, threw the papers away, and this is a wooded area. The whole property, it's in the woods in Arizona, up north of Tucson, and it's beautiful. And people don't want the problem. The only problem I have with this property is, and I didn't write it down, nobody wants to leave at the end of 3 days. It's hard to get them to go. Can I just spend the night and leave in the morning? And that's what happens. So, you know, but I did everything else the way I wanted it. I just forgot to tell them goodbye. So you can do it. If I, any, like my dad used to say, if he can do it, you can do it. If he can do it, you can do it. Anybody can do what they set their mind to do, and they'll succeed if they stay the course. So stay, I'm preaching. I know I'm preaching, but by golly, stay the course and you'll make your mark.
Hey, it's always good to hear, so I appreciate that.
Good.
All right, well, take care, Brandon.
You too. Thanks.
We do have another caller, so we're going to move on. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to area code 785, and you are live. What's your first name, please?
Carissa.
Clarissa, is it?
It's Carissa.
Oh, Carissa. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your question, honey?
So my question is about my love life and how to get my love life sorted out so that I'm happy.
You mean you're not happy with your love life?
No, I'm not.
Well, then maybe you have to find a new one. Or you have to make some changes. What are the nice little things you do for your loved one? That's question number one. Question number two is, what are the nice things he does for you? So get out your pencil and paper and start making notes. And see if you can make changes to make you both happy.
So is this something that, should, like do what I want him to do that's nice for me?
You what?
Can you say again what to do?
I'm saying, what is it you do that makes you happy, that makes him happy? What things do you do for each other that make each other happy? Do you say please and thank you? Do you say, do you get a hug once in a while? Does he say thank you when you do something for him? I mean, what do you laugh about? What makes you happy? That's the question. It's got to be something that makes the both of you happy. It helps. So what is it?
Well, I don't think he's very interested in making me happy.
He isn't interested in making you happy?
Yeah. I don't think he's interested in making me happy. Like, as in... You know what I mean? Like, it's more of just be happy.
Well, then what are you doing in that relationship? It doesn't sound like there's much joy. Much happiness. Sounds like you have to sit down and have a little chat about what makes you happy, what makes him happy. I had one couple do that. She wrote 52 pages, and he wrote one. and they got into the discussion, and now they're happy, and they're still together, and their kids are in college. So it works if you want to try it. If he's willing to try it.
What do you think, Carissa?
Yeah, I guess I'll make my list of what makes me happy and present it to him. But, I mean, I have had talks with him before in the past, so.
We're not talking about talks. We're talking about writing.
But then you talk after you write, don't you, Ada Marie?
Right. You talk after the writing.
Yeah.
Right. Because once it's written down and you look at it, and then you're each of your writings, what you feel, and you start looking at it, I'll guarantee you that within ten descriptions, you'll be laughing your heads off. One man said he never laughed so much in his life as he did about how stupid he sounded, but she was laughing so hard too because they were literally saying the same thing in two different ways, and then they weren't acting them. So try it. It works.
Okay.
And it don't cost any money. It just takes time. It's the best therapy you can get because you're doing it.
And we appreciate hearing the results of following up on Ada Marie's advice. This show is on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So try it, Carissa, and give us a call back and let us know how it works.
Yeah, it does work.
Okay, I will.
In fact, I got a call the other day from somebody that we talked to 3 months ago, and they were so excited. They said, we couldn't find your phone number. I said, well, he told his wife, he said, look on the Internet. She must be someplace on the Internet. And they found me, and they were very happy. And they wanted my address, and they sent us one of those cards to go out to dinner. And underneath, those cards, there are those, I don't know where you get them, in a store or something. And underneath she said, I decided we'd send you this so that you didn't have to do any dishes after you ate.
Oh, that's cute.
How sweet. I called her up and said thank you. But that was really nice of her. And they're doing well now. They're very happy now. So it takes a little effort, you know?
Yeah.
Depends on how bad you want to stay in that relationship. Work on it. Get to work with it. It's no different than going to a job. You have to keep making changes on the job. They're always coming up with something new, right?
That's right.
And you have to change. So this job is your personal job for your lifetime. So make it work. Make it happy. Make it enjoyable. And don't forget to laugh and hug. That's it.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Carissa. All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to say about manifestation, Ada Marie? We don't have any other callers at present.
Okay, well, yes. When you're thinking, your thoughts are things, and those thoughts manifest in your life according to how you feel. If you are a happy soul, a joyous soul, no matter what it is, even if it's a very sad thing, you can get through it because you have the joy of having the opportunity to help someone and to be with them. A lady who lost her husband came over to the house and said to me, do you have time to go for a walk? And I just dropped what I was doing, and because it was housework, easy to drop. And I went with her, and we went for a walk, and we set up on a hill. She'd lost her husband. And we're sitting up on this hill, and I said, well, what do you think? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you glad? What do you really think? And she said to me after a few minutes, well, first, I'm happy. I'm not sad because he was sick and he was suffering, and I didn't want him to suffer. And I worked really hard. But the problem is now it's been 10 days, and I don't have that extra work to do. I don't care for him. He's here at the cemetery where we're staying. And so now I need to figure out what to do with my life. I said, well, the first thing you do with your life is take a look in the mirror and say to yourself, I like me so I can. I like me so I can. And you will like yourself. And then take a pencil and paper and sit down and write some new ideas that you'd like to do, the kind of job you'd want to work at, kind of people you'd like to meet, places you'd like to go, and just write at random. And then after a while, you can read it and pick out the pieces you really want to keep. What? What? I said, that's right, because you'll write a whole bunch of stuff that you're not going to do, but you're going to write it anyway.
Yeah.
And it does work. It does work. Because when a person is left alone and their mate is transcended, it is a very, very trying, tiring time. Because you're sad, you're glad, you're lonely, you're half sick from the whole commotion. So you really need to sit down and meditate and write. Don't read it. Just write it. And then when you get a whole bunch of it written, you'll feel better, you'll sleep better, and you put it down the garbage disposal. That's what you do. You don't read it. Put it down the garbage disposal. You got it off your chest. You got it off your hand. Put it down the garbage disposal. You'll be very glad you did. It's the best counseling you can get. You're giving it to yourself.
Beautiful. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today?
Pardon?
Anything else you'd like to talk about today?
Well, there's a ton of things. I don't know what anybody would like to know, and I'd be happy to share whatever it is they'd like to hear. But I do want to say that every day everybody should take a good long look in the mirror and thank God for where they are, what they have, and the fact that they are healthy and mentally strong and are able to work, because we are lucky. We live in a great nation, and we are very lucky to be healthy. There's no amount of money that buys health, folks, none. Health is not bought with money. Health is bought from thinking, constant, positive thinking. Look in that mirror, tap your temples, tell yourself you're in perfect health. Tell yourself you're happy, joyous, and doing the best you can every day for everybody you meet. That's a big job. And believe me, I've been living that job for many, many, many years, 70-some years. And I'm still healthy, and I'm still happy, and I'm still 19, by the way.
I like it. That's beautiful. Well, you know, that might be a good place to end. We don't have any more callers.
Okay, well, we'll quit for the day.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being there, okay?
My pleasure. Good night and God bless.
Good night and God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.